Nebraska senators advance mobile betting amendment. On Monday, Nebraska lawmakers narrowly advanced Legislative Resolution 20CA. They voted 27-16 to move the proposal forward, but despite the progress, the 49-member legislature remains deeply divided over the issue, and the proposed constitutional amendment, backed by State Senator Elliott Bostar, still faces a challenging path. Proposal needs more support to reach 2026 ballot. The resolution's next hurdle is likely to be even harder to overcome. Due to Nebraska's filibuster rules, it must receive at least 33 votes in a future round to proceed. Senator Bostar has spoken of the importance of letting Nebraskans decide and is firm in his belief that mobile sports betting should be included on the November 2026 ballot. Bostar argues that many Nebraska residents are already betting on sports, just not within state lines. Instead, they're traveling to nearby states, meaning Nebraska misses out on potential tax revenue. His proposal is one of at least two that advocating for legal mobile sports wagering within the state. This sentiment is shared by others, including Senator Dunick C. Gurecka, who represents a district near the Iowa border. Gurecka said that it's common to see people cross into Iowa to place bets, only to return shortly afterward. Like Bostar, he believes Nebraska should benefit from that economic activity instead of watching it go elsewhere. Bostar estimates that mobile sports betting could bring in $32 million in new revenue annually. Nebraska already has several brick-and-mortar gambling venues, such as the Warhorse Casinos in Lincoln and Omaha, Caesars Sportsbook at Harrah's Columbus Racing and Casino, and Elite Sportsbook at Grand Island Casino Resort. These facilities are well-positioned to offer digital betting services, and Bostar believes this would grow the overall gambling market without hurting existing land-based revenues. Concerns remain over youth and gambling addiction. Despite these potential benefits, there is considerable opposition to mobile betting. Senator Brad Von Gillern has cautioned against prioritizing financial gains over social concerns and pleaded with colleagues, please don't sell out our young people for property tax relief. Others, such as Senator Mike Jacobson, oppose expanding gambling personally but believe the final decision should rest with Nebraska voters. Furthermore, Von Gillern has promised to filibuster the bill in the second round of debate, so proponents of the bill have a battle ahead of them.